Hello, handsome listeners. I want to tell you about a podcast that I know that you're going to love called We Can Do Hard Things.
This show is so fun and addicting and insightful. I feel like it's probably a less ridiculous version of handsome.
Meet Glennon, Abby, and Amanda every Tuesday and Thursday for We Can Do Hard Things. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Handsome, chatting with friends on the handsome pod. Chatting with friends on the handsome pod.
Cheers.
Hello, it is your friend and mine, Tig Notaro, joined by my co-hosts of the handsome pod,
Mae Martin
and Fortune Feimster.
Hello.
You guys.
Yeah, girl.
I missed you. You
I too. Know. It has been 10
too
minutes since we wrapped up our last episode. I asked for a 10-minute break because I went and just woofed down some food real fast and then ran back up.
What did you woof down?
Some overnight oats that I make.
Oh, nice. You're so healthy.
I try to be.
What are you putting in there?
Okay, I was hoping you'd ask.
Yeah, I knew
okay.
You wanted
it. It is steel-cut oats.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Chia seeds. Hemp seeds. Flax seeds. Raspberries. Wild blueberries.
There
bananas. And then... a little cacao powder, mm-hmm. Mix that up, cinnamon on top. When you eat it, you put on the amount of cinnamon you want. And then that just sits in the fridge for like 5 days. And then Stephanie and I just help ourselves to it as we like. It's such a great breakfast, but it's also a delicious dessert or snack during the day because it's so easy to access and it's so nutrient dense.
Oh, that it sounds very healthy.
What's like the liquid that it soaks up?
Well, I do it only with water.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
You sprinkle that dyke sauce on it.
What's Fortune.
It called?
Dyke,
dyke
dust.
Dyke dust. No, dyke dust is specifically
savory.
For savory.
Oh,
Whereas this overnight oats that I make, it's more on the sweeter side, but it's like natural sweet.
Oh, okay.
You know, like I don't add sugar. I don't add honey or some maple syrup or anything like that.
Honey sounds good on that.
Yeah.
I bet you could open a vegan cafe like because everything you're describing sounds amazing to me. I just don't have this sort of, I don't know, wherewithal. To do it and
to make it and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that, but my cafe would just be oatmeal.
Yeah,
that's
and
your,
dyke
that's
dust.
Your signature
and dyke dust. And it's bring your own meal, and then I'll sprinkle dyke dust on there.
I like calling it dyke sauce.
Yeah.
Got that? Hey, you got that dyke sauce on that? Overnight oats out there. I need to start shifting my palate. Because to see your face light up like that,
mm-hmm.
describing like one of the healthiest dishes I've ever heard of. Is like I love your joy,
yeah,
and I'm like I need more of that in my life.
Well, you should try this and make a week's worth.
Jax, do you know how to make overnight oats? Jax does.
Yeah, whoa. But the key is you want to use steel cut oats. You don't want to use instant oats, and you don't want to use even just regular oats. It has the same nutritional value, but steel cut oats. They don't spike your blood sugar the way that regular oats do.
Well, Well, because doesn't instant oats have the chemicals and stuff in there?
Well, yeah, I don't know what they're. There's probably an old shoe in there too.
an old shoe.
Yeah,
I probably eat a lot of things with old shoes in it.
Yeah, they. In that,
if not an old shoe,
yeah,
in the oat factory, just just as a fuck you. Like every day, somebody's got to give up a shoe to put in there.
Yeah, absolutely.
What'd you do with your 10-minute break, Fortune?
Good question.
I went potty.
For 10 minutes?
A long slow stream.
Oh my God. A long slow stream
sat
of what?
On the toilet texting. No, I was sending some texts and then I potty. I did reapply a little bit of foundation for our podcast. I wanted to look handsome for my handsomes.
I didn't apply anything to my face. And it shows. Go on.
But you're in a hotel room with Jax at the moment.
Yeah, Jax and I had a staycation. We don't do that often. But yeah, we are in a hotel in the city in which we live.
That's nice. Which I really like that.
What a staycation is.
Mm-hmm. Or you just stay home and cation.
I actually love being at home. That's great too. But we had like a little package thing that we had bid on for a charity like a year and a half ago. And we were like, why don't we just use this? And
yeah. So you can like go, why don't you use it? And go podcast there.
Yeah, I know.
Podcast.
I know. I was like, I am going to be podcasting for a couple hours. That's fine. Because it was Jax's birthday and we were celebrating that. And we had like
birthday,
a nice dinner
Jax.
And we had a spa day. And
do you sing to Jax on her? I imagine she wakes up and you're singing happy birthday in a beautiful falsetto.
I did sing her happy birthday. I asked her what she wanted. We were at home on her birthday. And I said, what do you want for breakfast? I can pick up anything. And
get Tig to send over some dyke dust.
Yeah.
Some oats.
She told me she wanted for me to make her gluten-free pumpkin pancakes. Now I say this like I know how to make freshly baked pumpkin pancakes, but
that's your first problem is you're baking them.
Yeah, I was gonna say I don't know that anyone's baking pancakes. They're actually cakes in a pan.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you know.
So you pulled it off?
I pulled it off. Their pancakes were great. I did put candles in the pancakes, not thinking that the pancakes were hot. And it made some of the wax.
You know, they're also known as hot cakes. So
she was like, I'm going to pick the wax out of. I was like, here, switch with me. She's like, no, it's fine. She's like picking wax out of her pancakes.
Did you do any sort of shapes or faces or spell anything out with
I'm
the pancakes?
I'm not that skilled.
I'm not either, but I mean, I do it for Max and Finn, you know.
Really?
I'll do an M and an F and,
you
know.
Oh, yeah. I didn't
and
even
it's
think
terrible.
About that.
You put a couple of drops of green food coloring in, and then you make it the shape of kind of like a Mickey Mouse head, but then the ears are you put banana slices there, and then a bit of red jam for the guts, and it's roadkill. Roadkill frog.
I did not think of that.
Bulbous toad.
I did sing her happy birthday. Jax doesn't like attention, even if it's just the two of us. So I sang in falsetto.
She's like, don't look at me.
Happy birthday to you. And she's like, oh, God. I'm like, hey, people would really enjoy me singing this.
I like how Jax doesn't like to be touched or looked at. And then you sing to her and she plugs her ears.
She's amazing. She's the best. She's her own person. That's what I love about her.
Of course. Jax is radical, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah,
my grandma used to call from England to sing happy birthday and it was like,
what did that sound like?
Such a nice tradition. It was, she'd sing it too fast to get through it. And she'd go, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Like that and get through it really fast.
Didn't want to run up her long distance bill.
That's right. Yeah,
then click hangs up at the end.
My friend and I used to, as completely grown adults in our 40s, used to prank call people. And we would do this thing where we would act like we were an elderly couple and we would call and somebody would answer the phone. And as soon as they answered, we'd be like, happy birthday to you. Happy. And we'd sing the whole song. And at the end, we'd be like, I love you, sweetheart. And then somebody would awkwardly go, I think you have the wrong number. And we're like, I don't think so. I have it written down right here. It's, you know, and just go back and forth with these people that are being so sweet to this couple that clearly dialed the wrong number.
Perfect, because you're not going to interrupt someone singing the song.
No.
I love that.
Sit through the whole thing.
Oh, that's
it's
good.
It's amazing.
Do you guys remember when it was so popular at chain restaurants to tell them it was your birthday, and then you would get a free dessert?
I still do that.
I remember in high school, our big thing was it was not someone's birthday, but we desperately wanted a free dessert. So we would always pick one person and not tell them. And we would tell the waitress that that was the person's birthday. And then all of a sudden here came like the parade of clapping and singing.
It never gets old.
That was like
for one scoop of vanilla ice cream with a candle in it.
And we were like, we got you. We got you. You didn't even see that coming. And then we're all eating the dessert.
You're all sharing one scoop.
Yeah. Chili's was a big one because they back then they'd bring you like the molten cake. Now I doubt they do that. But that was a big one.
Back pre-pandemic, you get the molten cake. I've always wanted to go to a restaurant by myself and then go up to the front counter and be like, hi, excuse me, I just wanted to let you know it's my birthday.
Oh,
and then
go sit down
and wait for them to surprise me with a big molten cake. You know, like I always picture myself at a Mexican restaurant with like a sombrero on, because there's a restaurant in Texas that I used to go to when I was a kid, and you'd wear the sombrero and they'd sing to you. And so I was always imagining that prank happening
by yourself,
at the Mexican restaurant, wearing a sombrero with all of them standing around singing to me by myself.
You might get a whole free meal that way. They feel so bad for you. I love that.
And then
idea.
Like posing by myself, like, could you take a picture of me, please?
Imagine you're on a plane and you say to this like the flight attendant, excuse me, it's my birthday. Can I meet the pilot?
So many moments.
All the perks of having a birthday.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Yeah, you get a free thing at Starbucks too, I think.
What do you get?
Just, you know.
Oh, you get a drink.
Coffee. Yeah.
Do you go to Starbucks?
Member.
I do, yeah. Mm. You know why?
We'll edit that out.
Yeah, edit that out. I go because they have one like snack box that is so nostalgic for me, because it's like a tiny peanut butter and jam sandwich, a string cheese, some carrots and some apple slices and some chocolate covered raisins. And I'm just like, I'm happy in my heart, you know?
That sounds tasty.
Yeah.
Gross.
I love a PB&J.
Love a PB&J.
I do too. Oh my gosh.
I love it. God, so good. And I know it's peanut butter. Again, full of chemicals, but those little Uncrustables.
What's Uncrustables?
It is the greatest thing you're gonna ever put in your mouth.
Okay, new sponsor.
Is it the frozen ones?
It's the frozen ones.
Yeah, what? Yeah.
So it's in the freezer section of a grocery store. Again, I know it's not a healthy treat, but whatever.
It's no steel cut oats.
YOLO. It's like in a little round shape, and they have either grape jelly or strawberry jam. Uh-huh. And it's peanut butter and jelly, or peanut butter and strawberry jam. No crusts, so it's the middle part of the sandwich. The best part, the crust is a doogie butt.
The fortune. Is a doogie fortune butt. Marie.
And it's, Emily Fortune
and
Marie.
And it's frozen.
Emily.
And you can either take it out and let it just thaw, or you can like put it in the microwave for like 20 seconds. And
oh my God.
May Marie. Sweet. May Pearl. It is... Such a treat in your mouth.
It's in bread, though?
Yeah, it's in bread.
Why do they call it Crustables? It
should be Uncrustables.
Oh, Uncrustables. Okay.
Yeah.
Now it all makes
right
sense.
Track now.
Back in the 90s, Pepsi and Coca-Cola were in a heated race to try and win loyal customers by any means necessary. But when Pepsi launched an ambitious promotion that encouraged people to buy Pepsi and redeem points for prizes, they overlooked their own fine print in a major way.
On each episode of Wondery's podcast, The Big Flop, comedians join host Misha Brown to chronicle one of the biggest pop culture fails of all time and try to answer the age-old question, who thought this was a good idea? Like, who at Pepsi thought it'd be a good idea to advertise that people could earn enough points to redeem a military jet as a prize? When they launched their Pepsi points system, they never imagined that somebody might try to snag it. But a 23-year-old did, and suddenly Pepsi owed him a jet.
Follow The Big Flop on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to The Big Flop early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Sometimes they'll have them on like sets because it's an easy like little like pick me up. Right. You want a little, and it's small. Like it's like eating a sandwich, but a little bit less than a full sandwich because there's no crust.
I eat a lot of peanut butter, and Parv said that when she was on Survivor, it was really weird, like. For some reason, that's the one you're starving on a beach and people mm-hmm. became obsessed with peanut butter. Like your mind just goes to like high calorie kind of like it knows what it needs, like protein.
Like a thick, something thick in
something
your mouth.
Something thick in your mouth, Fortune. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Fortune.
Guys, when you're on a beach and you're trying to survive, you really need something thick in your mouth.
Fortune, Marie.
I don't know. I could not do that. I could not.
Have something thick in your mouth.
That, and I couldn't do Survivor.
Why? Yeah.
Trying to survive in the wilderness or wherever the freak they are?
Trying to survive?
And then you're doing challenges. It's not enough just to be miserable and mm-hmm. cold and thirsty and hungry, but now you have to have challenges, and now people are trying to, like, backstab you.
I know. I would be like, what are we doing?
Yeah. You'd get, have like an existential day two. You'd be like, what are we all doing?
100%.
We need to build a raft and head home.
Even though I was a Girl Scout, I'm not much of a survivalist.
I can't believe how much you talk about your Girl Scout days. It is so insane. You're like the baseball player that won't let the glory days go.
I'm really proud of that time in my life.
But I mean, truly, like I, you know what is so crazy? I told you I was on the brownies. I have a picture of myself on the brownies in a frame
you
I
just
made
found it.
In the brownies.
Wait, that's talk the, about not letting the glory days die.
Yeah. You're like, thank you. Yeah, this one. I can't believe you brought up Girl Scouts again. Here is my homemade brownie photo. That's Tig as a brownie.
You gotta post that, Tig. That is so cute.
For those of you watching via YouTube, that's a real treat.
And this is how old it is. This is an old like Coke beer can
to
like,
hang it
tab.
Up.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
The frame is the Girl Scout symbol.
Wait, here is also a picture. Let me just go through my childhood here.
Yeah.
This is a picture of me on the very end, like all of the cute girls in my class that were having a sleepover.
Yeah.
I'm sticking my tongue out.
There you are in a little t-shirt.
Yeah, you look like a badass. That's awesome.
Yeah. You had a cigarette in one hand.
What did your t-shirt say, Tig?
None of your business, Thomas. It says, love you blue.
Love you blue.
Yeah, that was the...
like Blue's Clues?
No, no.
It's some Hank Williams song?
No, it's from...
God forbid it be a child thing like Blue's Clues. No!
It's Houston...
Hank Williams.
Houston Oilers. That was the football team in Houston. And that was their, whatever, saying.
Love you, blue.
And they sang it to the Beatles song Love Me Do.
Love you blue.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I'm still not over the fact that you dragged me for my Girl Scouts and you just popped up
a gallery.
A homemade Girl Scout frame. How dare you bring this up again?
Listen, I don't have a problem with you bringing it up again. I just can't believe how much it comes up.
I know. I clearly have talked a lot about my Girl Scout days because
Here they go again.
They reached out to me.
They did?
Gave me a swag bag of Girl Scout goods.
Are you serious?
Like, yeah, like the organization like came to they. People from the organization came to one of my shows and dropped off a bunch of
because of this show.
No, I talk about
Other shows. You still talking about it
on my special Sweet and Salty? I do a whole Girl Scout bit.
Oh my god,
Fortune Marie!
Because my brothers were in the Boy Scouts. I talked about how they would get dropped off.
Here she goes again
on the top of a mountain with like an egg and a match and. I was trying to start massage trains where we would
an egg and
each
a match.
Shoulders.
What do you do with an egg and a match?
Exactly. But that was
use the egg to like light it. Is that right? Like you like use the egg
I don't
as the
know. My brothers were always like packing for their camping trips with like hiking boots and like protein bars and like you know, and I'm just like, Mom, where's my stuffed animal?
You know? Where's the lotion for
two
the massage?
Very different vibes. But anyway, those are what I like to call the glory days.
Awesome song by Bruce Springsteen.
Did you ever see that Bruce Springsteen special that he did a few years ago where he would tell stories between the songs and it was
His Broadway? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It was so
It was supposed to be incredible.
Man. Yeah.
I was wanting to go out there for the live Broadway show, but it didn't line up with my schedule.
He's so hot.
Oh my God. 70s Bruce Springsteen.
You don't get better than that.
There is nothing hotter than 70s Bruce Springsteen.
Like 1970s or him in the 70s?
In the 1970s. Oh. Yeah, what are you talking about?
Him in his 70s? 70s Bruce Springsteen.
Oh my God.
Have you seen him at age 71?
Yes. Oh my God. Have you seen 79-year-old Bruce Springsteen?
How old is he?
I don't know. It must be in his 70s.
I'm going to Google it.
I would guess he is 70.
He's 74.
74.
Never looked better.
No, he did look better in the 70s. We already went over that.
I'm into the 70s.
In the 19. Bruce. I have a vintage 1983-84 Bruce Springsteen Born to Run. Not Born to Run. Born in the USA t-shirt.
Like Courtney Cox in his video? Mm-hmm.
That's what I was going to bring up. Courtney Cox in that video, that like tricked me into thinking that if you went to any concert and you were just like charming enough, someone would
just
bring
get
you
on
up.
Stage
yeah.
End up in a video.
Yeah, doing
dancing.
God, hey, that's like, good fortune.
Thanks.
Whoa.
Do I look like Courtney Cox?
Yes.
My
but
hair's
also,
flowing.
You know who dances like that is the Go-Go's.
Oh,
do
yeah.
They?
Yeah. When you see their song Vacation, the Go-Go's song Vacation.
Sing it. Sing it.
Oh my God.
Walk like a vacation.
Yeah. That's the Bengals.
That's their hit song.
Which I'm very curious if the Bengals called themselves the Bengals in response to the Beatles, like beat and bang.
Oh.
Bang.
I never thought about that.
Never did either.
And also, the lead singer of the Bengals plays a Rickenbacker, which is what John Lennon played.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
I just bought two guitars.
Oh, yeah?
Do you know how to play guitar, Fortune?
I know how to play four chords.
Mm.
And you can play a lot of songs with four chords. I taught myself like eight chords in college. Okay.
And then you lost four?
And then I've, over the years, lost four of them. They might come back to me if I have, but I don't have a guitar right now. And I learned how to play some songs. And the big one I learned in college was Leaving on a Jet Plane.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
And I would sit in the breezeway of the dorm. I probably drove people crazy. And I would be like, all my bags are packed.
Oh my god, I'm ready to go. And you didn't know you were gay yet.
I know. I'm standing there outside your door.
Hopefully some hot guy will hear me singing.
I hate to wake you up to say goodbye. So kiss me. I would sing this for hours.
I love John Denver.
And but wait, was this around the time Armageddon came out? The movie Armageddon featured that song.
Armageddon, I don't think, had come out yet. So I don't know how I got Peter, Paul, and Mary in my head.
Oh, Peter, Paul, and Mary version. And, okay, yeah, I was thinking version. John Denver.
No, I mean, I like the John Denver too, but I like the more folksy version. And just hours and hours of playing this song. How someone didn't come outside and been like, shut the F up. I don't know.
And smash that guitar.
And I was doing it in my like girly voice. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that.
Well, I'll tell you why no one told you to shut up is because they were all looking out of the window laughing their faces off at this nerd out there.
So yeah, that was, and then I took my, when I moved to Spain for a year, I was like, I'm going to take my guitar and become an amazing guitar player. And all it was just like a difficult thing to travel with. I never played it.
Did you bring your guitar with you on the Sound of Music tour that you went on
with? I did not. I'm like, why am I bringing a giant guitar to Spain? This is crazy.
You're nuts, Fortune Marie.
Should we hear our question today?
Yeah. So our question is from Craig Robinson. He's an actor and comedian known for portraying Daryl on The Office, as well as movies like Pineapple Express, Hot Tub Time Machine, and The Bad Guys. He stars and produces in the Peacock series Killing It, which has been doing super well, and people really love it. He's so funny. I saw him at an event at the Improv, so I wanted to ask him a question.
That show Killing It is like on all the kind of cool lists of like, what's the funniest show right now? It's on all those lists. I've got to watch it. It looks amazing.
He's such a talented actor, but he's also an amazing musician.
Mm-hmm.
Really? He's a big piano player.
Yeah.
Can play like any song. Like he's one of those guys where you're like, play such and such, and he knows it. I was at a party once. It was like me and Wanda Sykes and a bunch of our friends.
You and Wanda in these parties.
I know. And there was a piano and he sat down and it was literally like 25 lesbians and Craig Robinson.
And him just serenading.
And he just started playing songs and we all gathered round him.
And did you just say we all gathered round him?
We gathered round Craig.
But did you really just say that?
Yes.
That is so incredible.
And we started belting out these songs and he would go from song to song to song for like 2 hours.
What were the songs that you and the fellas were requesting?
Honestly, I don't remember. Okay. Probably a lot of like classics, like old school songs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
like say a little prayer for you, that kind of stuff.
Leaving on a Jet Plane would be a good sing along.
Mm-hmm. If you're really into the Peter, Paul, and Mary tunes,
or John Denver,
yeah. Or Chantal Kraviatsik, the Canadian singer.
Oh, I don't know her.
I saw her at a party recently, and I went up to her so excited that I think she thought I was making fun of her. Because I was like, oh my God, Chantal Kraviatsik. I was like, you're like my favorite. You're the voice of my teen. She was like, all right.
Is there a hit song that I would know?
That's Cross the Border.
And you can fuck.
Wow. You're saying fuck?
See what you sound?
Are you drawing
I'm
out
sold.
The word fuck?
What album is that?
I am right.
Picture this person
you.
Going into the record label and being like, okay, this is what I got for you.
I'm going to really elongate this word. Get ready.
That song's called In This Life, I believe.
I don't think I know this song.
Life. In this life.
Oh my God.
You're going to be a big star, kid.
It was an era where like her music would pop up a lot on like Dawson's Creek soundtrack and stuff. Yeah.
A regular old Sarah McLachlan, huh?
Exactly, exactly.
I love it when we bring our American and Canadian childhoods together.
Me too.
To learn and grow.
It's a beautiful thing.
To learn and grow. We're learning and growing and growing and learn.
Well, let's hear Craig's question.
Hey, handsome. This is Craig Robinson. My question, what is your response to this?
If I've been asked this once, I have been asked this a million times.
Yeah, come up with some original.
I mean, what a hack.
I just love that. I was like, Craig, you can ask us anything. And he's like, okay.
At first, I thought it was the McDonald's thing.
The McDonald's, yeah, song.
I'm loving it.
Jay, you don't know this?
No. No.
But you love everything McDonald's stands for.
You've never heard of that commercial?
I mean, I've heard I'm loving it, but I don't know the
jingle. That song. Their big jingle is ba da ba ba ba. I'm loving it.
Never heard it in my life.
Wow.
But then he really went, I mean, that was a confident scat, would you say?
I would say that's a scat.
It wasn't a shy scat.
No.
It was a very confident scat.
Yeah. I would say overly confident scat.
Do you think we should hear it again?
Yeah.
No. Okay, fine. Let's
we've
hear
never
it again.
Double played a scat.
I think this
warrants
because
we've also never not known what to do with a question.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
What is your response to this? Ba da ba da 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 ba da da ba da ba 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 da ba da ba 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 da ba ba ba.
I'm loving it.
Oh, I think I would say ba da ba 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 da ba 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 da ba boo 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 ba 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 ba.
Nice. I couldn't agree more. Well, except I would add in a sabadoo boop boop pee boop boop boo a da 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 pa pa boop boo a boo boo a boo 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 a doo 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 dee 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 ha yeah.
I agree.
May, what about you?
I agree with everything you guys are saying, but I would add skiddle diddle ba 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 shaboo with skiddle diddle dee 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 beep ba da.
Yes, I forgot skiddle diddle beep bops in there. Yeah,
and then you take it down and the shut da 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 shut da 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 shut da da da.
Yeah,
that's what. Yeah, while you're being handed a cocktail.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there used to be more in like in music in the 50s. There was a lot more kind of nonsense, like a lot of like bebop, balooba, cheese.
Yeah.
Like now you don't hear as much bebop.
Well, that's a country song. Mau mau.
What's the one from Greece, you know?
Oh,
clang clang clangity clang shabop.
Clang clang away.
Like, was everyone a nerd back then? That they were
a million percent.
Yeah, like these were the cool kids being like clang clang shoobity be bop bop. And everyone's like, cool, man.
Clang 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 clang.
Yeah, where did that go?
I know.
Or who put the bop in the bop shoe bop shoe bop? Who put the bang in the ship? Bang a bang a ding dong. Who put the rum in the
fortune.
Rum?
Chin.
In the dip, J dip, dip.
Fortune.
Who was that? I like to shake his hand. He made my baby fall in love with me.
Or you had Sharon Lois and Bram Skinnamarinky Dinky.
Yeah, Skinnamarinky Dinky.
Did I talk about it on this? Oh, yeah, I did. Like in the 50s or whatever, when songs were like Johnny.
Oh yeah,
no!
Yeah. I love that.
And it's like
Johnny Bebop-a-loo.
And there's like the story that the song tells of like the bad boy that the parents
vroom,
don't
vroom.
Yeah,
I wish that,
Johnny.
I want to hear like Phoebe Bridgers be like Bebop-a-loo shadoo pa pa, like it
What about Billie Eilish?
Yeah, Billie Eilish doing a little scene at the beginning too. Yeah.
Johnny.
Johnny. Like that?
That was good. That was your Billie Eilish?
What about, what's her name? Swifty.
If she did it, it would put it back in the zeitgeist and there'd be a lot more Bebop-a-Luba.
There's no room in the zeitgeist for anything other than Taylor Swift right now.
I know. It's dominating.
Though you mentioned Phoebe Bridgers, people really love Boy Genius, but now they're taking a hiatus.
Oh yeah, I saw that. Yeah. Maybe they're just building a little bit of hype so that when they come back for the inevitable.
It makes us want them more.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what's going to happen when we go on hiatus.
Yeah.
What are people going to do without us?
Wait, are we going on hiatus?
Well, I mean, we want to make the people want more, right?
Yeah. What if there
are
riots?
We're on hiatus for a week. You guys aren't going to hear us till next Tuesday.
Yeah. Yeah, what will people do?
I don't know. I don't think it's really our problem to worry about.
You're right. Frankly. They got to fill their time, however.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They could listen to... Who put the bop in the bop shoe bop shoe bop? Who put the ram in the dip in the ding a dong? Who put the ram in the ram a lama ding dong?
Oh my God. You know what would be so fun is if somebody, maybe if one of our listeners would put together a song that connects all of those old type of noises and words from
that would be good. Or I was thinking if they took us in this episode doing all our different bits,
ding-a-dee ding-a-dong,
and like remix them. Yeah
Now you guys seem pretty musical. Tig,
so
you play
do you.
Drums and you know a lot of music knowledge. May plays guitar and sings. Do you
we
sing
should start
too,
a band
Tig?
No,
you sing, don't you, Tig?
Terribly.
Really?
Oh, but you're a drummer, right?
And I play a bit of guitar,
a little bit of guitar. Now May, you go on stage and play shows, right?
I've never done like a music show, but at Largo I sometimes do with a musical guest. I'll do a song with them, but I'm putting an album out this year.
You are?
Yeah,
like
a serious earnest album that is so, I shouldn't be saying this, but it is so mediocre, but I just don't care because I truly just did it for me and it was so fun. I think probably people who are like into me will be like, oh, this is cool. If a musician listens to it, they'll be like, this is so mediocre.
Oh,
like,
I bet it's great.
It's like fine. I'm truly like, oh, I have, yeah, but I'm excited about it.
But what are you getting at, Fortune? You think we should start a band?
I was saying with Boy Genius going on hiatus, I don't know if like we needed to fill that void.
Okay. Yeah, there's a niche to fill.
Yeah.
Well, Fortune, do you play piano?
We can put our little suits on, get out there. No, I don't.
But
Thomas does.
You do, Thomas?
Mm-hmm. Really?
We have a piano player.
But Fortune, you're the voice. Like, come on, you're singing.
I do sing like an angel.
May, you're gonna play guitar. Yeah. I'll play drums. I mean, I feel like
that is a band.
That would be so fun.
Wait, Tig, for our next live show, can you bring a drum kit?
Yeah. Yeah.
Thomas plays piano. I bring my guitar. Fortune sings.
Yeah.
We gotta do this.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
And you would sing too. You could harmonize with Fortune.
I could harmonize, yeah.
I bet Thomas sings and can harmonize.
Fortune can whore herself.
I bet Thomas can whore himself into singing.
What song would we sing?
Yeah.
Well, I think it has to be one of the songs in our episodes that we've mentioned.
Yeah.
Like Come to My Window for sure.
That would be good. Thomas, you know how to play that on piano?
I can learn.
That's got to be just...
I've already got the vocals down. We know this.
Oh, Leaving on a Jet Plane?
Oh, my God. Come to my window.
Fortune, are you okay?
Okay, we got to do this.
So kiss me.
Oh, my gosh.
Smile for me.
That one.
There is harmony in that, May, so...
I could do it right now in the harmonies.
I'm leaving on a jet plane.
I'm trying to...
Don't know when I'll be back again. We don't want to give it away. We got
We don't want to scare people off. Not give it away.
We don't want to give away the milk for free. This is going to be an album.
I feel like they have a drum set maybe at Dynasty.
I've seen one at Dynasty too. You're right.
Yeah. So I feel like we can just show up and then rock just the house.
Bang a drum or
no
two.
Rehearsal. Just
no rehearsal. Oh,
this is going to be painful.
This will be one of those things where it's like funny for us and the audience. It's like,
Boy Genius is like, don't ever do that again.
Boy Genius is in the audience. Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy Genius just hears about it and is like, hey, don't do that ever again.
Please don't ever compare us.
So leaving on a jet plane.
Come to my window.
What's another? Closer to Fine?
Closer to Fine.
Wait, what about from in the
I'm
beginning?
I'm trying to tell you something about my life.
Like Jimmy Buffett or one of those old.
Oh, yeah. Cheeseburger in Paradise.
You don't have to tell me twice, but May didn't know any of the songs.
I'm going to have to learn that one.
I like mine with. What is
it? Like let's not do this again.
Seven of French fried potatoes. Big cuts of pickle and a cold glass big.
What about Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer?
That's yes. Yeah. Yes.
I wish that I could just pause time in life. Like, there's so many. If I could just pause time and the three of us had like a week, everyone else is frozen. You know, our lives are frozen and we just have a week to like.
To get better
practice
at music.
Songs, hang out. No, guys,
that's what you would. That's what you would do with your.
If I could freeze time,
I would practice. Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
That was humiliating. I just said I would pause time to hang out with you guys for a week, and you guys were like, anyway.
It just seems like such a superpower. Hard to be able to do this.
You're like a week.
Yeah.
That's what you've
with you
the
too.
Superpower.
God no.
But he's like, never mind.
Yeah, right, guys?
I mean, I was joking.
Guys, right?
I was just testing you guys.
I'm literally gonna be able to stop time.
and just sing with you two.
I'm like, no, but we'll freeze our lives. It's just us three.
Okay. And nothing will be lost.
Yeah, I think I'll be busy. Fortune, what about you? Nah, man.
Nah, man.
Okay. You're on your own. No one showed up to band practice for a week.
Oh, my God.
May's just pacing around the studio waiting.
God bless May that this is how you're going to use that ginormous superpower.
And even though you guys are not frozen and the rest of the world is frozen, you're still not choosing to hang out with the only unfrozen.
I'm finally ordering dining room chairs. this is humiliating.
Guys, wouldn't it be so great?
Oh my God, I can't.
You're like, I really thought you guys were going to be on board with me.
I truly thought you guys were going to be
where
like,
we were like, yeah,
finally.
We're going to get so good.
I was truly in my mind thinking, why?
I truly was like, finally, 7 days of uninterrupted hangout time.
And
with
I'm thinking,
two?
What could we solve in the world?
Why would we
while
do that?
Time has stopped for 7 days.
Thomas, are you down?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, me and Thomas hanging out 7 days straight.
Y'all are going to have
let's
one
stop
heck
time
of an
together,
al-
May.
Yes. Yes.
Y'all are going to have one heck of an album.
Yeah.
I will have solved some world issues.
Fortune and I are just going to be back out in the world, sitting in traffic and doing all the stuff that we would have preferred to do over spending a week with May singing Peter, Paul, and Mary songs.
You're like, again, we're like, oh my God, how many times are we going to sing this song?
We got time, guys.
But guys, we have six and a half more days.
Literally nothing else going on, and our loved ones aren't bugging us to come home.
Should we share a bed? Wouldn't that be nice, guys?
Maybe. I'm making pancakes.
God bless May. You're the best.
God bless.
You're the best buns.
I would love it.
Well, let's hear what Craig had to say.
Very curious to hear, actually, what Craig said.
I would go. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Ba.
Oh.
See? It makes sense.
He went really high and then low.
Yeah.
I think he just kind of wanted to show his range.
that final note was sort of sexy. It was like a little like.
It kind of was competing with Tig's pod.
Yeah,
that's
people
true.
Do ask who pod. Is that deep voice on the Handsome Pod song, and it is Tis I.
Tis I was about tis to tig. Say was Tis you.
Gather round, Tis Tig.
Tis Tig.
Tis I. Tis I.
Pod. He was in that vein. It does make me want to have another gathering and invite Craig.
Okay, so you're hanging out with Craig and practicing music, but you don't want to hang out for 7 days with me?
Let me be clear. One party, one night.
Okay.
Everyone go home. I'm definitely the person that's like, okay, I'm starting to like clean things up.
While people letting are still, people you know?
Know it. Letting people know it's time to go.
See, when I'm cleaning up, that does not indicate that it means it's time to go.
Really?
No, not at all.
Oh, you just want it to be clean?
I just like to, I'm the kind of person where in the kitchen with cooking, I immediately clean up after myself. That's and nice. As soon as people finish eating at the dining room table, I start clearing the plates. But I always say, like, I'm not rushing you. I'm just clearing the plates. And
yeah,
it's always kind of stressful on can anyone relate to this on Christmas when you're opening presents with your family and someone starts aggressively cleaning up all the wrapping paper and
I do
tissue
that.
You do? And like shoving it into a plastic bag and we're like, okay,
I guess Christmas is over.
Yeah. No, Stephanie and I are both exactly the same and we always crack up because if we have people over for dinner, the entire house is clean and dishes are done. And everything is in place. Food is in the refrigerator. Leftovers are in the refrigerator. And we laugh because as soon as somebody walks out the door, we just turn the light off and go up to bed.
Oh, wow.
Oh, because you clean it while they're still there.
Yes.
That's so funny.
Yeah. And every time we die laughing because truly the whole house is in order.
That's wild.
And there's not a sign that there was anybody over for dinner. They walk out the door, we shut it, lights are off,
good
and
night.
We set the alarm and we go up to bed.
What are you gonna do if when they're teenagers, Max and Finn are like, we are messy or like
little
we want to be
birds.
I guess you can let them have their bedrooms. Like there's something important I think about like having autonomy over your room when you're a teenager. So maybe they can be like filthy in their rooms.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Finn already has like the cleaning bug.
Oh, he's into it.
And he goes in and organizes Max's room. Oh, but God. They're also at an age now where they're shutting their bedroom door when they go in there. Yeah. And then they have little signs that they've now put on their doors that
like
say "Do not enter."
Yeah.
And then if you do, you have to sign your name in.
Oh my God!
Yeah. You can't you can't casually go into Max and Finn's bedrooms anymore.
Wow!
Unless you sign in and
you
sign
gotta,
out,
like, apply for a pass via a complicated app system.
It truly is.
How do they know that you're signing in? Do you be like, "I'm signing"?
No, you have to wait till they give the okay, you know?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then when they agree to let you in, then you have to sign the little stick it note. Yeah.
Okay, so it's looking like they're not going to be sloppy teens. They're going to be...
Well, Max, you know, I don't...
Really secretive.
Max is, you know, when you tell him to clean his room, everything's shoved under his bed and behind a chair and on the closet floor and assumes you'll never notice that.
Yeah.
When you go in to inspect his work.
That's what I was. Yeah, I was really messy as a teenager. How do we get onto this?
Because of... That naturally leads you... What's the name of our band? Handsome?
I guess it's Handsome.
Or the Pretty Little Ladies?
Handsome the band.
Like man genius instead of boy genius?
Pretty Little Lady Geniuses?
Yeah. Have you heard about this scientist made a discovery about diarrhea? Turns out it's in your genes.
Oh, okay.
You like that?
Good one.
Max and Finn might like that.
May.
What's the difference between beer nuts and deer nuts?
What?
One is $1.99 and the other one is under a buck.
Oh boy.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Okay. I have one that's not as quick.
Let's hear it.
It's my favorite joke. This couple is in bed, middle of the night, completely asleep. Somebody knocks on their door. It's like 2 or 3 in the morning. Mm-hmm. And the husband gets out of bed. Yes, this is a hetero joke.
Okay.
Still on board.
Husband gets out of bed, goes to the door, comes back to bed. And his wife said, who was that? And he said, it was a stranger. And she said, what did they want? And he said, they were asking me if I'd give them a push. And she was like, and what did you say? And he said, well, I said, no. And she said, well, why'd you say no? I mean, imagine if we needed something and we needed a push in the middle of the night. And he was like, okay. So he gets up, gets dressed. He goes to the door, opens the door, and he yells into the darkness, hey, are you still out there? And the guy's like, yeah. And he said, do you still need a push? And he said, yeah. And he goes, where are you? And he said, I'm over here on the swing.
I love
good
that.
One.
Oh, I love
come
that.
Come on, that is good.
I love the long setup, too. It's like, yeah, that's really good.
It's so good. It's my favorite joke.
You hear about the multi-story parking lot? It's just wrong on so many levels. Okay. I don't think I set that up properly. That's one that needed a longer narrative.
Okay. Well, have I told you Max's joke?
No.
Why the chicken crossed the road?
Oh, wait. This rings a bell. Yeah, let's hear it.
Let's hear it again.
To take a 2-hour dump.
That's my kind of joke.
That is.
Tell them the diarrhea joke. I think that's my audience.
Well, they'd have to know what genes are.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So today, explain genetics to them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you go through that?
And then in like 3 days, you can hit them with
a joke. Okay. Well, this was a delightful episode, and it feels like we've reached the end, is how I feel.
I feel like there's a natural ending here. Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, I'm on the last leg of my Live, Laugh, Love tour. This coming weekend, I'm doing a big show in Los Angeles. It's my only hour show I'm doing in LA at the theater at the Ace Hotel, and then going to San Luis Obispo, Albany, New York, Hartford, Connecticut, New York City at the Beacon, Bakersfield, California, and Rancho Mirage, California, then ending it with filming my special in Seattle, and then Toronto in May. So go to fortunefeemster.com if you want to come see a show.
Awesome. And also make sure to check out my new stand-up special on Amazon called Hello Again. And maybe get a little gaggle of pretty little ladies and handsome faces to watch. That'll be fun, right? And then I'll also be able to be found around Los Angeles working on new material at Largo and Dynasty Typewriter. So go to tignotaro.com for ticket and show information.
I'm planning on freezing time for a week and just watching your special over and over.
Yeah. Good.
I am at Largo on March 26th with Brett Goldstein and other special guests. And then, check out my Instagram. I'm always doing improv at the Elysian and Dynasty and Largo. And mainly, just thanks so much for listening to the pod and telling your pals. And
subscribe.
Coming out to the shows. Yeah, subscribe, please.
Make sure you subscribe. You know, people are like, don't stop doing this show. I love it so much. The way to keep us is to click subscribe and grow the audience. Tell your friends, send them an episode, get some merch.
Yeah,
walk
it all
around
helps.
And
yeah, rock
pretty
those,
little lady.
Handsome t-shirts.
Yeah.
Those are cool.
A little cowboy. All of it.
I want to see all the merch at my shows. I love seeing it.
Yeah, it's really fun. Cool.
Yeah.
And until then,
all that remains
is to
keep it handsome.
Handsome is hosted by me, Tig Notaro, Mae Martin, and Fortune Themester. The show is produced, recorded, and edited by Thomas Ouellette. Email us at handsomepod@gmail.com. Follow us on social media at handsomepod.
What a podcast!
What a podcast!